This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Now, a story about a woman who's trying to make it as a pop singer, a dream she's had for as long as she can remember. Meet Kendra Morris.
Loud was the sound of the birds when they landed in spite of noise from the boys with the rocks in their fists.
Kendra Morris says she spent a lot of time recording in closets. When she was a little girl growing up in St. Petersburg, Florida, Morris would go into her closet and sing along with her karaoke machine. Later, when she moved to New York to chase her music dreams, it was back into her closet with an 8-track recorder she bought. Now, at 31, Kendra Morris is out with her first full-length album. It's a moody mix of neo-soul called Banshee.
Trouble is looking for someone to drain. The rattles is wrong, there's something to gain. Was it the shove that done did that man and all the lady who came in within with the wind?
And Kendra Morris joins me from our New York studios. Kendra, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
I keep picturing you in your closet as a girl with that karaoke machine. What would you have been singing?
Well, what I did with that, I remember I got a karaoke machine for Christmas, and I had all these cassette tapes, and I would tape over the edges so I could record over those, and I started learning how to bounce vocals with those. I remember realizing that if I recorded on one and then took another tape and flipped the other one to the other side of the karaoke machine, I could record another voice on top of that. So I was like 8 years old sitting in this closet creating harmonies, and that I was like, wow, there's all these me voices, and I can make this voice say this, and I can make this voice say this. And I just remember like that was something that just started interesting me. And my mom is a singer, and we would just sit in the car picking up my brother from school, and we would harmonize to each other. And it was always about seeing what weird note you could come up with.
What great training right there in the car.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
And now, 20-some years later, you're doing that same sort of layering thing in this new album.
Completely. I can't get away from it. You know, as like I've gotten older and I've been able to really place things in front of me, things that developed me as an artist, just always having an ear for different melodies and different harmonies. And I strongly believe that in one song there can be so many songs, and you can say so many different things, whether it's with a melody or whether it's with a lyric within a lyric, and so many hidden things and then things up front.
Is there a song on the new album that really illustrates that, do you think?
I think Concrete Waves is one that actually really illustrates that.
Did you ever ride a concrete wave? Did you ever ride a concrete wave? Did you ever ride a concrete wave? What it say? What it say? Pavement cracks just an accident. Pavement cracks just an accident. Pavement cracks just an accident. Money was spent till you ate the rain.
Concrete Wave, I got that from skateboarding. I used to skateboard when I was 15 for a brief second, and it didn't go well. I did it to meet guys, and that didn't go well either.
I see.
But with skateboarding, you're gliding, you're going fast, sometimes you're on a ramp, and you just feel on top of the world. But if you hit a pebble, you go flying off your skateboard, and there's nothing to catch you. It's the pavement. It hurts. And so with a concrete wave, like, the metaphor to that was kind of just following through with the moment of what feels good, and it might wreak a lot of havoc, but it was so worth it for that second of being on the top.
Did you ever ride a concrete wave? High as a kite till the crash dust cave. Did you ever ride a concrete wave? Ride me on back to the golden days. Go top, my head does burn with thoughts of you.
I'm talking to Kendra Morris. Her album is Banshee. I've read, Kendra, that you, a while ago, a long time ago maybe, auditioned for American Idol.
Ugh.
What happened? When was that?
I think I was like 20 years old. It was in Florida. It was for the second season. I worked at this restaurant, and I remember watching the first season and being like, well, I'll go try out for American Idol. Why not, you know? My dad and I drove to Miami. I lived in St. Petersburg at the time. And we stood in line for, I think, 27 hours. I had this whole plan. I was going to sing Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine. I walked in to the producers of the show, sang like three notes, and they just said next.
After three notes?
Three notes, yeah. They're like, okay, on to the next. And I was heartbroken, but, you know, I've had a lot of heartbreaks, and you just get back up and you keep doing it and you learn from those things.
How do you keep going? Because it's not an easy path for many, many musicians who try to make it. You've come to New York. You still have a weekend job bartending. Got this dream of making music. How do you keep it going? How do you keep yourself convinced that that could still happen?
I do it because I don't know what else I would do. I do it because it makes me happy. I can honestly say nothing was ever handed to me. You know what? I bartend on the weekends, and I don't talk a lot about that, you know, because I can be really hard on myself. Like, I'm like, I shouldn't be still doing this other job, but it's like, that's not what it's about. You know, I was thinking as I was getting ready to come here today, and I was thinking, like, how far I've come, and I was thinking of this younger me and what I would say to that me. This sounds so cheesy, but it's really true, is it's the journey. It's like just going and doing it and taking all those experiences, and they're part of your story, and everyone's going to have a different way that they get to where they're going. There's no right or wrong way. The only way you're not going to make it is if you give up. That's the only way you won't make it.
Kendra Morris, her latest album is Banshee. Kendra Morris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR.